Welcome to The Disappearing Mind, a unique podcast helping you find clarity and support along your dementia journey. Now, join National Dementia Trainer and Coach, Dawn Platt, for an all-new episode.
A dementia diagnosis changes more than medical charts. It changes how people see you. Friends, family, and even coworkers may step back, unsure what to say, and suddenly stigma takes the spotlight. In this episode of The Disappearing Mind, I will explore the myths that fuel stigma, the impact on both the person diagnosed and their loved ones, and how we can reframe the story, because a diagnosis does not erase a person's value. They are still viable, still in the game, until they aren't. Hi friends, it's Dawn, and I want to start today with you. If you're listening right now, maybe you just heard the words Alzheimer's or dementia for the first time in your family. Or maybe you've been living with that diagnosis for years. Either way, I want you to know this. You are not alone, and what you're feeling is real. For so many people, the hardest part isn't just the diagnosis itself, it's the silence that comes after. Friends stop calling, family doesn't know what to say, even doctors sometimes step back. And you're left wondering, do people see me? Or do they only see this disease? Today, we're going to talk about that stigma, why it happens, what it does to caregivers and those living with dementia, and most importantly, what we can do to push back against it together. Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me on this week's episode of the Disappearing Mind podcast. I'm Dawn, your host, and today's topic is called Stigma and Diagnosis. I want to spend today talking with you about something that happens pretty much right after the dementia diagnosis, the stigma. And I don't mean the stigma that comes from cruelty. Most of the time, it comes from people who mean well, friends, family, even coworkers, who just don't know how to respond. But here's what I've seen again and again. A diagnosis changes how people treat you. Suddenly, you're labeled. People talk about you instead of with you. Invitations stop coming. Jokes you used to laugh about become off limits. The diagnosis doesn't erase your worth, but stigma can make you feel like it does. So today we're going to dispel some of the myths that fuel stigma. We'll talk about how it impacts the person diagnosed, how it affects the spouse and the family, and most importantly, how we can push back and change the storyline. Because a diagnosis does not mean someone is gone. They're still viable. They're still in the game until they aren't. Why does stigma happen? Well, there are a number of reasons, a variety of reasons I believe that stigma happens. And generally, it's fear and misunderstanding. People don't know what dementia really looks like. There are myths. It's all memory loss. They don't know what's happening anyway. There's nothing left to do. People really don't understand what they don't understand about dementia. And then there could be avoidance. People don't want to say the wrong thing, so they simply say nothing. Maybe you felt it. Telling a coworker about your mom's diagnosis and seeing their face drop like you just told them the world is ending. That's stigma. Not intentional necessarily, but real. Let's talk about a myth. A diagnosis means decline. I think that many people truly believe that simply because they are not educated about dementia. The truth is that people can live for years with purpose and contribution. There was a man in one of our communities who was diagnosed with dementia at the age of 68. He kept running his woodworking group for years. But after this diagnosis, his coworkers stopped asking him for advice. His friends, even though he was still sharp, the disease didn't push him out, stigma did. Have you ever assumed someone was done the moment they got a diagnosis? What if instead you would ask, what can you still do? And how can I support you in that? Here's another myth. They won't remember, so it doesn't matter. I've heard that many times, really, throughout my life and career. The truth is, emotional memory and connection last longer and long after short-term memory fades. So it is important. It does matter. A daughter once shared with me that her friends expressed to her, "Why bother visiting? Your mom won't remember me anyway." What they didn't understand was her mom may not remember the visit tomorrow, but she felt the love and connection in the moment, and that's what matters. Let's reframe things. Don't measure connection by recall. Measure it by presence and feeling. That's going to really change your perspective on memory loss. Here's another myth, and here is another scenario that I want to talk about. There's an impact on the person diagnosed. Being erased, imagine this, being erased from your own story, and people stop involving you in choices. I have had many people express this to me over the years, that this is kind of how they felt. Labeling the dementia patient instead of John, who loves fishing, is wrong. And we need to know and understand by becoming educated. One woman told me that she felt like she had been erased from her own book. People talked about her diagnosis, but no one asked her what she wanted for dinner or how she felt about moving to memory care. She shared with me, "I'm still here. Just let me be a part of my own life." I mean, think about feeling that way. How would you feel as a person if that were you? What is the impact on spouses and families? Spouses get redefined as the caregiver, losing their identity as the husband or the wife. Children may stop sharing because they're tired of pity. It's not pity that they're looking for. They're sharing the life of their loved one with you. A wife once told me, "The day my husband was diagnosed, I lost my identity too. Everyone started calling me his caregiver, but I'm still his wife. That's who I want to be, and that's who I want to be seen as first." If you've been carrying that silent burden, the pitying looks, the labels, you're not alone. That stigma is real. I want you to clearly hear me in this, but it doesn't define you or your loved one. We need to start reframing the narrative. The person is still viable, still valuable, still able to contribute. Here's some reframes you might consider if you're in this situation. Invite the person into the conversation and decisions. Give them the courtesy of being a part of choice and conversation. Adapt hobbies instead of eliminating them. If they used to play bridge, adapt what you're doing game-wise. Don't eliminate everything because you're assuming they can't carry any of the game out. Use respectful language. A person living with dementia. It is not someone who's confused, someone who's forgetful. These things can be very degrading to the person who is living with dementia. I think of a family who kept their dad in their weekly poker night that the family had done for years. Sure, they simplified the rules, but he laughed, he connected, and he belonged. That's what it looks like to push back on stigma. keeping people in the game as long as possible. You're going to find that this is different. If you're living with a diagnosis, or if you're a spouse or a parent who's been diagnosed, I want you to hear this clearly. You're not invisible. You're not defined by a label. You are still here and you still matter. And to those listening who are friends, coworkers, or extended family, don't step back. Do the opposite. Step closer. Ask the questions. Invite them in. Let them belong. The myths about dementia are powerful, but we are more powerful when we break the silence and replace stigma with understanding. If today's episode spoke to you, share it with someone who needs to understand your world a little better. Every time we tell the truth about life with dementia, stigma loses its grip. There are truly thousands of people who are on this journey. You are not alone. You don't walk alone. This podcast is for people just like you. But before we go, I want to leave you with this. A diagnosis does not erase a life, a story, or a person's value. If you're carrying the weight of stigma, whether it's your loved one or yourself, I want you to hear my voice saying this clearly. You are still worthy of love, connection, and joy. If this episode spoke to you, share it with someone who needs to understand your world and what you're walking through. It's important that we share and dispel myths. Until next time, this is Dawn Platt. Please like, listen, and share. And please subscribe so that we can grow our influence to educate people about dementia. Make it a memorable day.
Thank you for joining us for the Disappearing Mind podcast. We hope it's helped you find clarity and support along your journey. Be sure to subscribe to never miss an episode, visit our website to suggest future topics, and share the podcast with friends and family.